nothing likes a bit of Killing Joke. To lighten up your day. 99.9.
I like killing
things.
And
it's not devil's music.
It's not devil. Kill your parents. Kill your parents.
Loud enough for the devil.
Satan.
The devil's sitting down.
No, I'm Satan.
You're Satan because you gave away the second part of the contest.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm Satan. I know because my mom puts my name in my underwear.
That's scary.
We should have gotten on
99.9 FM, 640 AM. Just way too much wackiness in the studio.
We're
so
wacky.
We're playing Funny or Not Funny Floating. We're now going into the second round. Jesse's in the lead with 5. Rob Bob's second with 4. Claire has 1, and I don't know if she's even going to participate in the second round. Of course, if she says the funny floating but otherwise not funny at all thing of the day, then she automatically wins. She doesn't automatically win. If you can figure out the thing that's funny floating but otherwise not funny at all, then you automatically win. That's the other thing. Okay, so we have our second round of
the
contest.
There's only one of those?
There's only the one thing that I'm specifically thinking of. There's a few of them.
Read your mind?
There's a few of them. This is the second part of the contest.
Are you read your mind during this part of the contest?
If you can read my mind, I'm thinking of it right now.
That's not one of my strong points.
Too bad. Okay, we have Jesse and Rob
up. Not perfect, you realize.
I don't care. So
how long
let me,
do they, how
let
long
me get
do
on with
to
the goddamn game show.
How long do they have to be floating?
Until they fall.
Okay, I was going to mention Mike yesterday in Mass Comm when he jumped, and he was, like, hanging there for a little bit, but it wasn't too long.
No, that's not it, but okay. So let's go on.
But that was funny.
It was funny, but Mike's funny other times, too, because it's not Mike's funny at all funny. Otherwise, but it's funny floating. Okay, so we've got the second part of the contest going now, or our game show. As I said, Rob Bub's behind Jesse by 1, and Jesse's got 5, so therefore Rob Bub has 4 for all us Emerson math majors.
Oh, what you're doing, I just
thought
of it.
Claire, it doesn't matter. It's not like this.
Don't get mad at Claire.
We don't have, like, Claire. We don't have prizes.
Don't get mad at Claire.
We don't have prizes.
Give me prizes.
You want a prize? Okay.
I want a prize.
Actually, if you give me the money, I'll do your laundry.
Okay.
I'll do a load of laundry for you.
Okay, cool.
We can give you
I haven't done laundry.
Yeah, actually, no, we can't give you prizes. I'm sorry, we were wrong. We'll give you, like, actual prizes.
It's been quite a while since I've done laundry, so that'd be good.
And if anybody else wants a prize, call us here at 824-8852.
Actually, I think...
Or 578-8852. We're not
whichever one far. Works.
If you know the sexuality of Satan, please call a therapist.
What about the gender? Or doesn't that count anymore?
I think it should be gender of Satan first, then the sexual orientation
of Satan. Gender of, well, if you know
gender
the sexual orientation. If you know the sexual orientation, then you must know the
What's
gender.
Satan's major? True. Satan a muffin?
Satan's a muffin. That's great.
No, maybe some of the muffins are Satan, though. I have anything against
for those of us in my public speaking class, Satan was the lead in Hello Dolly.
hey, I was in Hello Dolly.
I know it. I know that. And
do you know that story?
I'm not even in your class. Yeah.
Do you know that story? Is that that's good?
Anne told me.
We'll have to tell her that.
Hello.
Okay. So
actually, I can just play it for our. I remember it's the beginning of tape number 4.
Bobby. Okay. Remember.
It's so
write that
nice
down.
Nice to have you. Back.
Hi, Anne.
Where you belong.
Live music week at ECB.
Apparently. That's ERS. Oh, by the way, we have to...
Dolly.
We have to thank Mike Walsh for coming up.
Mark.
And Mark. I keep getting
that
wrong.
I think his name is Mark.
Yeah, it is Mark. Mark Walsh came up. It was nice to us, which was fun.
He's cool.
All right, so...
He's funny.
Let's go to the second round. Let's go to the second, the speed round.
The lightning round.
Is it all right to be a little nervous?
Yes, it's all right to be a little bit nervous. All right.
Just don't urinate on yourself.
All right, you guys.
Are you excited, Jesse?
Yeah.
Are you
guys
very
will
excited?
Have.
Okay.
I'm the damn game show host here, pal. Bobby, you excited?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
don't! Man! I went the entire semester without doing that.
No! Actually, you said it once before today, too.
Oh, did I?
Yes,
oh,
you
man.
Did.
I went the whole semester. Until now.
It's not like anyone's listening anyway.
Shoot. No, don't say that.
Okay,
there
Tom.
Are.
Tom is like.
Oh, there are.
It's yep. like peeking. We're not allowed to say that, otherwise we'll lose the show.
Oh man, I went the entire year. I feel so bad. All right, now we're on with Jim Speedrun, and if any of you two give me more crap,
damn, damn.
You can say damn. If any of you two give me crap, then I'm gonna beat you. What the goal is here? You've got 2 minutes and 36 seconds as we listen to They Might Be Giants. Don't let's start. You've got to come up with either A, things that are not funny at all, except for when they're floating, or B, things that are just funny floating. You get bonus points for something that's otherwise not funny at all. Okay.
We have to.
Bob, can't write stuff down now.
I'm not writing yet.
Okay.
Jello. Yes.
Jello is a good example, but Jello's funny all the time. That's the thing. Yeah. It can't be something that's funny all the time.
So generally, it could be anything that's funny floating.
It can be anything that's
Jell-O,
funny,
so Jell-O would work.
Funny floating, but at the other, but
you
get bonus points if it's otherwise, it's just completely unfunny. Like yeah. Jell-O's, funny is just funny all the time.
So do you have to choose what you're gonna do?
Funny floating. Cocaine is funny floating. I mean, in general, it's funny, but it's really funny floating. Jell-O, like if it's floating, it doesn't
add
anything.
I didn't think that cocaine was that funny floating.
I think it's.
Except
fun.
Up Mary Bear's mouth. That was yeah. funny. That was funny.
Okay. Right. So basically, I'm gonna judge you. So kiss my little behind when you're writing these answers down.
Is Michael Stipe funny floating?
Michael Stipe is God. He's God. He's King. He's Queen. He's the man. He's funny floating. I'd laugh at whatever joke he told. All right, kids. You 2 minutes and 36 seconds start now.
Or writing things down.
Yep, write them down. Welcome back, 99.9 FM, 640 AM, WECB. Both of you, time's up. Stop writing. I want both of your lists right now. Right, Rob Bob. This one's Jesse, and this one's Rob Bob. Okay, I need a pen. Can I have my pen back, Rob Bob? As you know, we're playing Funny or Not Funny Floating.
Rob Bob pulled a guy off the street.
I thought she was on air. Claire, you're not on air, are you?
I am, but can you hear me?
I don't have Twisted Frosty the Snowman.
You want me to put Frosty the Snowman back on?
Please.
Okay.
That's okay, I can do it. No
problem. Thank you. Who's got here? Who's in these? Is these?
Thank you.
These gotta be
funny. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we have here Rob Bob's list of things that are funny.
Floating.
Funny floating, I'm sorry. My pet rat. Rats aren't really funny floating.
Yes, they are.
Vomit is funny floating. Tom O is funny all the time, so I'm sorry that doesn't get it. Cream pie is funny. Cream pie is funny floating. Red hair. I don't know. We'll have to go to the judges. Mike is here, by the way.
Mike finally showed up after.
Howdy.
Mike it's and like Claire, you're our professional judges. Is red hair funny floating?
Yeah.
I know.
By itself or on a person?
Bob, by itself or on a person? By itself.
Actually, that's funny. That's funnier
that's
than on a person.
Friggin' weird.
Okay, just friggin'
it's
weird.
It's just friggin' weird.
Carl Orff. That's funny. That's it's almost disqualified because it's funny floating. But he gets bonus. No, actually, you don't get any points because Rush Limbaugh was stolen.
Yeah.
Telephones, I'm sorry, not funny. Clocks are funny floating, only because of the Twilight Zone. Churches aren't funny at all, and a duck is funny. So, churches aren't funny floating. Churches aren't funny in general.
Oh, what? Okay. You said church, I thought you said choo-choo.
No. No, a choo-choo is funny floating.
All right, I get a point, don't I?
Okay, yeah, Claire gets a point. Claire's got two points, and she's not even playing the game. Okay, Mike's got a point too. I am is the host. I'm gonna give myself a point. Alright, now we have Jesse's list. 180 Tremont. That's definitely funny floating. Omar is funny floating.
Omar is also fuzzy.
Omar is fuzzy. Great Salt Lake, not funny. For Mike, it is funny. What does that say? Nougat?
Nougat.
Nougat is funny. Japan is not funny. Frisco, no. Toupees are funny floating. Phi Alpha Tau, not funny at all. Nope. Bob's German accent.
I know.
Not funny.
I know something that's funny floating.
What?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Claire's got 3 points. All right. They both wrote down Rush Limbaugh. Ethan Hawke, not funny at all, except when he's floating. Public Alley 401, not funny at all. Dangerous. And here you go. I think Jesse clinched it with this one. Sherry, the operator who's standing by, not funny at all except when she's floating. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow. And Rob Bob's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh.
Rob Bob's got 6, and Jesse's got 9, which gives Jesse 14. Hello to Ethan, who just walked in the studio.
I have 3.
Ethan's funny floating.
I have 3.
You have what?
3.
You have 3. Claire has 3, Mike has 1, and Ethan is funny floating, so we'll give him a point.
Mike has an excuse.
Mike just got here. Claire's got 1. She's making up for lost time. All right, Claire, you get a song you can play while I think of, like, the last, like, super run? Yeah, they have another torch around.
I'm playing, like, Christmas carols and stuff.
What?
I'm playing Frosty the Snowman.
Nothing that has to... The Nutcracker is not funny at all. You get something to play for us, Claire, or should I, like, play some other They Might Be Giants song?
Oh, I have something to play. I thought you were going to keep talking.
No, play a couple things, because I got to think of, like, a big, like, ending round and then the bonus round.
Okay.
Okay?
This is a good song. This is, Jungle Train by Maiden Carolyn.
Your mama.
And it's cool.